Equine herpes virus 1 is a virus that ordinarily horses, by the time they're 2 years old, have been infected with it and is in their bodies for life. It's an inapparent infection normally. Every once in a while when they're stressed, their immune systems drop and it will manifest as a clinical disease. This EHV1 can also mutate into a strain that's more virulent. It's called equine herpes myeloencephalopathy, EHM. That particular disease we get really concerned about because horses start showing neurological signs and will sometimes have to be euthanized because it gets severe.
This is Dr. Barry Pittman, state veterinarian at the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food. Although there are currently no outbreaks of EHV1 or EHM in Utah, it's important to be aware of the possibility. This time of year is typically when EHV1 outbreaks spike.
Nevada broke first this year, and then we also had cases in Idaho, in Wyoming, in Arizona. So we are pretty much surrounded by the western states with sporadic outbreaks. The problem is the equine populations in all these states commingle together at certain events.
If a horse has clinical signs of EHV1 or EHM, it can readily spread its infection to other horses. Symptoms include fever, nose and eye discharge, lethargy, and decreased coordination. The virus can be spread by buckets, tack, and nose-to-nose horse contact. Quarantine is effective, so horse owners should call ahead to event managers to check biosecurity measures at equestrian events. If an owner thinks their horse was exposed to a horse with an active infection, they should monitor their horse's health.
Since they are in horses usually by the time they're two, there is no magic time when this will go away. If they are concerned, take its temperature a couple times a day. Normal temp with a horse is 99 to 101. So if there's any elevation in temperature or any signs of respiratory problems, then they need to notify their vet.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.